Dams and dam safety were front and center this week as 100,000 people were evacuated in California because of structural damage at the country's tallest, the Oroville Dam. Officials were afraid that the compromised spillway there could cause catastrophic flooding after heavy rains. Now, that dam helps provide drinking water and hydroelectric power to millions of Californians. But 75% of Pennsylvania's 3,000 dams are what are called low-head dams. They don't provide drinking water or create reservoirs for floodwaters. I met up with Lisa Hollingsworth-Segedy from American Rivers, a restoration and conservation group, at a low-head dam removal site on the Little Sewickley Creek, north of Pittsburgh.
Okay, so you can see here where we're looking right across. You see this little tree right over here with the top out of it?
She's holding up an enlarged photo of what the now free-flowing creek looked like from right here where we're standing on the creek bed in 2015, just before the dam was removed.
That looks like steps.
It does. It was a concrete structure. This part is called the apron. It's the flat part in the front that sort of breaks the first fall of the water as it comes over the dam. And part of the reason that this dam was so dangerous is that there was actually space between this apron and the water surface when the water was low. And what that means is if somebody got washed over, they could actually go underneath the dam and they could get trapped under there.
Why was it put here in the first place?
It was interesting. I had to go to Harrisburg and do some research at dam safety. And the dam was actually built in the 1920s to provide water for a swimming pool.
A private swimming pool?
A private swimming pool.
Their swimming pool is gone now, obviously, and the dam just remained.
That's correct. I talked to some people that lived in this area, and they told me that in the 1950s, people would actually drive their car down on the dam and wash their car in the stream.
Great.
That's kind of what I thought.
You probably wouldn't want to encourage people to do that.
No, we certainly wouldn't.
Now, your organization, American Rivers, tracks dam removals yearly all around the country. And in 2016, Pennsylvania led the nation in dam removals, 10 dams removed last year. And that's the 14th year in a row that Pennsylvania was first in dam removals. Why so many here in Pennsylvania?
We got an early start on dam removals in Pennsylvania because we had some really forward-thinking leadership at the state. American Rivers put people on the ground right around the year 2000 and started looking at dam removal. And Fish and Boat and dam safety really helped us make that happen. We have something unusual in Pennsylvania. It's called a restoration waiver. And what that means is that DEP does some of the legwork for the permitting. We don't have to go to the Corps of Engineers for most projects. And that gives us a very streamlined permitting process that makes dam removal easy. The people in Pennsylvania regulatory agencies that we work with recognized early on that dam removal had some short-term impacts, but that the long-term benefits very much outweighed the short-term impacts. As long as we work surgically and remove those dams carefully and, you know, don't let too much sediment go too quickly, don't let too much water go quickly.
And what are the long-term benefits of dam removal?
Well, I use this stream as an example. The Western Pennsylvania Conservancy had 5 years of surveying data, and they found that there were like 32 species of fish below this dam and only 7 species above the dam. And so what was happening was that fish were trying to swim up from the Ohio River. They could only get as far as the dam and they couldn't get past it. So by removing the dam, the fish have access to almost the entire watershed here. Removing this dam reconnected over 17 miles of habitat. And that's important because fish move upstream to smaller waters to reproduce. So when it's time for them to make new little fish, they're looking for small streams for that. In addition, dams also impact oxygen level in the stream. They actually make it lower. You get sort of a bathtub effect where you get this water that's slow behind the dam. It isn't circulating and it warms up. And so that causes the oxygen to dissolve. That makes it more attractive for invasive species. And then another reason for removing dams is the community benefits. Now you don't have to worry about children coming down to the creek and playing here and falling, going over the dam, getting trapped underneath and drowning. And there actually was a drowning here in the 1970s. Low-head dams kind of look like waterfalls or play features or fun things to go over in a boat. But if you get caught in the hydraulic that's below it, it's almost impossible to escape. And I think Pennsylvania leads the nation either as number one or number two in terms of the number of dam-related drownings each year. So if we can remove a dam that isn't serving a useful purpose, we get the ecological benefits, but we also get the community benefits as well.
This dam was removed in 2015.
That's correct.
Can you tell me about some of the dams that were removed around the state in 2016 and what some of the benefits have been?
There were two that I was directly involved with of the 10 on the list. And I'm pleased to say American Rivers is not the only organization that's removing dams. But the two dams that I was involved in the removal, one of them was on Pennsylvania State game lands. And it was the first of four dams that's coming out on Dunbar Creek, which is a really popular trout fishing area in Fayette County. Around 1900, the Connellsville Coke Company built the series of four dams down Dunbar Creek. Unfortunately, they didn't last very long. They all breached in a storm about 18 months after they were finished. So they were just left on the landscape. People felt like they weren't necessarily a public safety hazard because they were already breached, but with fish, they need certain water flow requirements in order to be able to move. And when you've got a small opening and a large wide dam, it sort of creates like a fire hose effect and makes that water shoot through the dam very quickly.
You know, one of the benefits that American Rivers touts with dam removal projects is economic benefits, and I imagine that trout fishing is one of those benefits.
The state of Pennsylvania makes millions of dollars every year on people coming out. You know, they buy their fishing license, they buy their bait, they buy their lunch, maybe they spend the night. So anything that we can do to connect the community to their river will add to that value.
They're having all of this trouble at the Oroville Dam in California because of all of this rain, unexpected rain that they were getting. Of course, Pennsylvania gets a lot of rain, but we're expected to get wetter in the next decades with climate change, more unpredictable storms, big storms. Mm-hmm. So how can dams and dam removals help mitigate the risks of, you know, flooding over the coming years, of coming decades?
Right. I'll use an example from one of the projects that we completed, the Harmony Junction Dam on Conoquinescent Creek. This is just upstream of Zelianople, Pennsylvania. During Hurricane Ivan, there were 45 homes that were flooded. And part of the reason they were flooded is because what's called the backwater effect. It's like sticking a plug in a bathtub, filling it full of water, and then when you get in the bathtub and sit down, the water rises. The same thing happens in nature when you've got a dam. It slows the flow of the water and it can't go on down through the stream. And so what we had at the Harmony Junction Dam was a backwater effect that caused the stream banks to overflow. You know, the fire department and the police department had to go out in boats and actually rescue people during Hurricane Ivan because of the flooding. We removed that dam in 2009, and we've since had two storm events that equaled the flow of Hurricane Ivan. And the stream has gotten out of its banks, but it has not flooded any places. Now, I do have to tell you that the community did go through a buyout program through FEMA. The properties were acquired and the houses were moved out of the way to prevent future flooding. But if you looked at where the water level was post-dam removal, if those homes had stayed in place, then they probably would have been safe during other storms.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to get out here and visit.
Lisa Hollingsworth-Segedy is Associate Director of River Restoration at American Rivers. After our interview, she went down closer to the Pebbly Creek and looked for colorful, smooth river glass from bottles and jars that have been tossed and turned by the water. She makes jewelry with it. There's more on American Rivers' recent dam removals report at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.